I've now got Sean Linton on the phone, who is the health correspondent of The Express and The Star, who's been covering the mid-Staffordshire story since the very beginning. Sean, can you please tell me what's happening today at the inquiry and why it's significant?
Yes, hello, Rowena. Today at the public inquiry into the scandal at Stafford Hospital, we've got Cynthia Bower, who is the current chief executive of the NHS watchdog, the Care Quality Commission, who is responsible for all of the care standards in the NHS. She's giving evidence today in her former role as the chief executive of the West Midlands Strategic Health Authority, which missed a series of clues into the poor care that was going on at Stafford Hospital since 2005 and that they failed to act on.
And what has she been saying today?
Well, it's been quite a ferocious morning of evidence, really. She has remained quite defiant about the role of the Strategic Health Authority, and she has said that she didn't accept that there were serious failures by the health authority to put the signs together about what was happening at Stafford Hospital. She was questioned quite closely on the different pieces of the jigsaw in relation to Stafford Hospital, which included a whole series of damning reports which the inquiry has looked at in the past, dating as far back as 2002, with reports from the Commission for Health Improvement, which at that point said there were concerns about the governance of the hospital. There were then the surveys of hospital staff and patients that raised issues and concerns. There were serious untoward incidents involving the deaths of patients. All of these reports were out there in the ether, if you like, and the SHA failed to put those together. Nevertheless, Mrs. Bower said that she didn't accept there were serious failures. She said that she did accept there were some issues that the SHA lost track of that would have generated more concern, but she said, "I don't accept there were serious failings to put the pieces together."
And how does that affect her role now as head of CQC? I mean, does it affect her credibility?
Well, I think certainly the campaign group in Stafford that were crucial in exposing the failures at the Mid-Staffs Trust, they have already called for her resignation and believe that she should never have been given the job at the head of the Care Quality Commission. Obviously, she is trusted at the moment in terms of making sure that other hospitals around the country don't make the same mistakes. And I think certainly in Stafford there will be people today questioning how someone who can, even now, with everything that we know about Stafford Hospital and the hundreds of deaths that we are aware of took place there because of poor care, there'll be many people asking why she is in the role that she is and whether she's capable of it. Certainly someone at that level seems to be accepting that the mistakes go on, and she's not really learned the lessons of the past, really, which is a little worrying considering what the job of the Care Quality Commission is, really. I know that Julie Bailey, the founder of Cure the NHS, and her group have been absolutely key in making sure people like Cynthia Bower give evidence to the public inquiry, that they give account of themselves, and the group have seen many people that they wanted to come and give evidence, such as the Strategic Health Authority's Director of Finance, the Director of Poor Performance, the Head of Nursing at the SHA. They've all given evidence, along with Chief Executives of the Stafford Hospital, the Head of Nursing at the hospital, and it is important that we get these people on the stand to answer their questions, but Cynthia Bower this morning has been particularly defiant. Yeah, it's been a packed public gallery today with members of Cure the NHS, many of whom have lost relatives in some quite appalling situations. I've interviewed probably all of them at some point over the last 3 years, and the stories they tell really are harrowing, and you have to hear them or read them to believe them. And they've all reacted rather badly to the way she's giving her evidence today. I think they, in their opinion, feel that it's quite unforgivable, some of the comments that she's made this morning.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, Sean. That's fantastic. Cheers.
Thanks.
Bye.